Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Scandal and vice. Oh, sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. And it's Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here.
Loopy Lou, we've got so much gossip to get to. It's been a really busy week of gossip with books and drama. And it's a good time to be in this business, Mark.
We have great stories today.
We have great stories to get. Yeah. Let's jump in. Yeah. Okay, what time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Ooh, Sir Kelly Ripper has a surprising reaction to Kathy Lee Gifford sort of dissing her book. We've spoken about this on the show. Kathy Lee Gifford told our friend Rosanna Scotto on Good Day New York. Hello, Rosanna. Hello, hello, hello. That she would not be reading Kelly Ripper's book. Now, Kelly has been asked about that, which could be perceived as a diss. I guess it is. Kelly said the following quote, "I am a person that tends to take a negative and turn it into a positive." She went on to say, basically, she has one word response to Kathy Lee Gifford. Thank you. She said it's really hard to sell a book and suddenly getting all these headlines out of nowhere. And let's be honest, there was headlines. It was the lead story on this show. Suddenly, Kelly said she got a pop of sales from all this attention. And so she said, ultimately, my comment is thank you. Now, let's remember, in the book, Kathy Lee thinks Kelly Ripper trashed her friend Regis. However, if you read the whole book, which I did do, Mark, not just the headlines, she doesn't really trash him. She talks about their working relationships. We all have it. Even your best friend in your office, wherever you work, you have your ups and your downs. And would you be brave enough to tell that side of the story in your book? I don't know. If I wrote a book about the Naughty But Nice show, I think I'd tell it all, Mark, the ups, the downs. But it'd generally be positive, which I think Kelly was sort of. Kathy Lee was having none of this, will not read the book. Now Kelly is saying thank you. What do you think?
Oh my God, I think this is like the most epic response of all time. You know, Kelly has a way with words.
She does.
She's very smart, but so does Kathy Lee. That's why they do what they do. But I do think that Kelly handled this in a way that made sense. She got the attention. She said thank you. Kathy Lee probably should have read the book, but she's very sensitive and protective over Regis. So like anything that anyone would say, I think she would have a similar reaction to.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I was on Kathy Lee's last show at the Today Show, and they wanted Regis to appear too, and he couldn't. He was in quite a bad shape. But he loved Kathy Lee so much, he agreed to do a tape piece. So he didn't want to be there live, he didn't want to do it in person, and I don't think she wanted that either. She's very protective about Regis. So she was the one who said, this is going to be just great, and he taped her goodbye, which was brilliant and carefully edited, so he looked okay, but you could tell he was struggling. But the point of the story is, I watched her really protect him. She will not. She will not let anybody say anything. You can be like that over certain people in your life. Mine's Bruce. Like, you can come after me. People come after me all the time. I'm pretty good at just saying thank you, like Kelly, and walking away. Now, if you come after Bruce, I'm like a crazy person, Mark. I'm like a Rottweiler. I get really nasty. Who in your life are you the most protective of?
I would say at this particular point, my brother, because he's like more vulnerable.
Oh,
he needs a little bit of like a, he needs a pit bull. So I'll come to his defense.
He's got one with you, Mark.
Oh, yes.
If somebody said something mean to you about me, and I'm sure they do, like when you tell people that we do this show together, we've done it together now for a long time, everybody knows that we do this together, I'm sure people are like, oh, what is it like working with Rob Shooter? Ooh.
Well, you know, I always tell the story of how we met many years ago at Wendy. And
Wendy
I just,
Williams, how you doing?
Wendy Williams. And I always say, too, like, you know, you have a great heart and you've done so many good things for me in my life and for other people. So I think you have to take the good and the bad. If people perceive you in a certain way, you know, my experience has been good and always positive.
There has been some bad, maybe not with you. I'm honest about it, though. That's why here I feel for Kelly, because even... Yeah. The most wonderful amongst us have bad moments. We've all done it. We have. And Kelly in the book was not trashing Regis. She just said it was really difficult. Everybody thinks it was just rainbows and sunshine from the moment they met. And she said, that's not true. She had to work really, really hard at that friendship. So I think here, if you do read the book, Kathy Lee's not going to read it. But if you do read it, you come away with a very, very different interpretation than just the headlines. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kelly Ripper thanked Kathy Lee Gifford for saying that she won't read her book. Is this the right response? Is this a brilliant response? Or is it just wrong? Is Kelly being a mean girl? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Loopy, what are you working on?
I have a story you're going to absolutely love, Rob. So model Claudia Jordan has responded to Meghan Markle's claims that she was treated like a bimbo and objectified during her time on Deal or No Deal, saying it never happened. So the former Deal or No Deal briefcase model turned Real Housewives of Atlanta alum took to Instagram to defend the popular game show that catapulted her career after the Duchess of Sussex signed the show. Claudia wrote, quote, "Now Meghan, for clarity, yes, getting a modeling gig on a game show isn't necessarily about your intellect, but every show the executive producers picked 5 models with the most outgoing personalities to place mics on who they knew would engage with the contestants."
Oh.
Yeah. And then Rob, she said, "Deal or No Deal never treated us like bimbos. We got so many opportunities because of that show, and it's the kind of opportunity that you make it what it is. So if you show up and you don't engage, you'll get nothing much out of it. But if you show up and seize your moments, there's no limits to what you can do." What do you think?
Yeah, I think Meghan's starting to have a credibility problem. Lots of things that she said to Oprah turned out to not be totally true. And she's under maybe the biggest microscope in the world. So you have to double fact check everything if you are Meghan. Those podcasts are not live. They're pre-recorded. So you can check them, edit them, change things. I think this is a huge mistake. Trashing where you start is never good because it's part of your journey. I believe the things that I have done in the past that maybe I probably wouldn't do now, they got me to where I am. So when people say to you, have regrets, you can have millions of them, but you've got to realize that those jobs got you to where you are today. And you never start with the perfect job. We all have to compromise. Some people never even find the perfect job. They never get to the point where they reach that perfect moment. Meghan, it seems, has reached her perfect moment. But looking back, trashing a show that really changed her life in many ways. Because of this show, it gave her opportunities. She went on to do Suits. She went on to meet Prince Harry. I don't know if it's a good look. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think my biggest question is, like, well, what were you thinking you were going to do on the show? Like, this is not 60 Minutes. Like, this is a game show. And truly, the show is not about the models. The show is about the contestant winning money and the host. It's not about, like, they're the afterthought. They're just there to kind of be there and be, you know, in the background.
Yes.
So, Megan, we're not thinking about you in that way.
Yeah,
at all.
You misjudged it. Or maybe you didn't, Megan. Maybe you're embarrassed that you did it now, that you've become somebody else, and so it's just like, it just doesn't feel right, Megan. I don't get it. And you're not a stripper, you're a gorgeous model. She talks about it like it's just a terrible thing. I think it was great also too, how about that little inside information the model's given us? Five of the girls got microphones, nobody else. Megan got a mic. She's ambitious. I love it. This is what I love about
her.
So
ambitious.
Ambitious. Even back then, of all those girls, I could see 30 girls all wearing the same dress, all holding a briefcase, and the producer's like, five of you will get Megan, runs right to the front. No? Snatches that mic, puts it on, pushes those other girls out the way. Yep.
I could see you doing that.
Oh, I would too, Mark. I'd get you one too. I'd get two mics. One for me and one for you. And you wouldn't want one. You'd be like, oh, no. And I'd say, put the mic on, Mark. Yes.
And I'll just do it.
Drag you. No, I'm okay. I'm fine at the back. No, Mark. I get two marks. Right, one for both. Okay, moving along. This story's a bit of good news, and I'm grateful for it. So Wendy Williams, her friend Mark, has left rehab, and she said she's doing better than ever. She's been away now for nearly 2 months. We've not seen Wendy for 2 months now. Wendy's rep is telling Page Six that she's back home and she is healing. In a statement, they said the following, quote, "We are happy to report that Wendy is home and healing after being in a wellness facility since August. Wendy is excited about the road ahead, good, and looking forward to releasing many, many projects." I hope this is true. Wendy's now talking about opening a restaurant. Once again, a shout out to our friend Rosanna Scotto. She has a fabulous restaurant, Fresco by Scotto.
Yeah.
In fact, last time I was there, I saw Wendy there. Wendy goes there a lot. She loves the meatballs. Mm-hmm. And Wendy now is thinking about opening a restaurant. She's talking to Rosanna. Rosanna's not going to do it with her. She's got her own restaurant. So she's not going to open a competing restaurant. But she'll help her and she'll give her advice. I hope Wendy finds her happiness. Like, I'm not sure about the podcasting. She'd be a fabulous podcast host. But I don't know if she's got the discipline to do it every single day. In fact, I'm pretty sure she doesn't. Restaurants are hard work too. So my advice here is, I could see Wendy, hire a great team. And Wendy, you just be the host. You be the hostess with the mostess.
Exactly. You know, Rob, I worked for Wendy Williams for many years as a producer, and I think about her all the time. This has been a really sad couple of years for her. I think my hope is that she really takes a few years just to be well.
Maybe
slow down for a second. You've worked for 30, 40 years. You've had such a successful career. Just take a second for yourself. And then when it's time, when you're in a better place, then be the host. Then go do the podcast, do whatever. But you don't need to work right away.
I don't know if that's in her DNA. Like, we know her, Mark. And I think part of the reason we love her is she's always on. She never stops. Part of her makeup is this real ambition and this desire. She's like a shark. She just keeps going and going and going and going. I love that about her. So taking time off, I'm not sure she's going to do that. I wish she'd take up painting or something. I really do.
Ooh.
That'd be lovely. Or knitting. Yeah. Take up knitting, Wendy. Knit scarves. I'd buy one. Can you imagine that, a Wendy scarf? It'd be fabulous.
That would be fabulous. And we also talked about having her on the show, on the weekends.
Yes.
On the Naughty But Nice show.
Oh, I'd love it. Wendy, if you're listening, a friend of mine who knows Wendy said she has heard. She's very aware of what people are doing, particularly shows like this, because this is her wheelhouse. If we're honest here, we basically stole her format.
Yeah.
At 20 minutes is basically the first 20 minutes of her show. We talk about celebrities and then she does cooking segments and stuff we don't care about. So we just do the first 20 minutes. I know.
Exactly.
Wendy, if you're listening, we're sending you our love. This story, Mark, made me scream. Hit it.
So Ramona Singer's trash, the Real Housewives of New York spinoff, calling it the loser show.
She's the worst.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Ramona Singer admits she's unsure of her future on the Real Housewives of New York City's legacy spinoff, which will feature original cast members. Now, Rob, of her potential return, she said, "I really don't know. Number one, I don't know if I'll be invited.
And number not one, after this.
I don't know if I want to do it," she said. And then she went on to say, Rob, that she's much calmer now that she has not been on the show, which ended last September.
Wow,
she said she doesn't like to be recognized
out.
And then she said that the guys she dates, they don't like the attention.
Oh,
and then she would go out and 20 people would recognize her. Now it's only one.
Oh,
I mean, and then she went on to say, she's the only, so Rob, she's the only housewife of New York who's appeared on all 13 seasons of the show.
Yeah, she was there from day one.
Exactly. So the show was on since 2008. And she said, of the legacy show, how can it be really good? The people who they're going to bring back are people they didn't want to renew anyway. She said, so now are you going to call it the loser show, the loser legacy?
I mean, she sort of has a point. I hate to say this here. It's like when pop stars put out albums from the trunk, songs from the trunk. If they've been cut from your original album, it's probably not the best song. They're all the leftovers. So I'm not totally against what Ramona's saying. I just wouldn't have said it, Ramona. But then again, maybe this is what makes her such delicious TV. I spoke to my Bravo sources and they said, this is why they actually love Ramona. And her saying awful things about the network, never a good idea, but it's what makes her good TV. Also too, they have a vested interest when you're on the real show to make sure that the fans keep appreciating you to a certain degree. On the legacy show, Bravo can throw everybody under the bus because they don't care. It's just a side gig. It's a side hustle. They don't really care as much about it. And so they can really just destroy these women. So my advice would be, don't go on it. They're paying a lot less. It's not the same salary as the Real Housewives. It's literally a quarter, maybe even less. And there's no invested interest to keep you at least partially likable because they haven't got to worry about you for 10, 12 episodes.
Ooh. Exactly. It's definitely an afterthought, this type of show. And I will say, she pointed out that the stress of the press really made her feel unhinged, Rob. But the reality is, you know, I'm a red carpet reporter. Yes. She was very nasty to me several times.
Yes.
And I was only nothing but nice to her.
Yeah,
so
I'm
not really sure.
What's in your handbag? Then she's nasty. Let's be honest. We can say it on this show.
She's nasty.
She's not very nice. I've seen her out. I've seen her be rude. I've seen her push people. She loves the prayer. I mean, she pushed Elena out of the way once. I swear. I know. It was awful. Not very nice. Hey, quickly before we get a break, we should mention that Matthew Perry has a new tell-all out, and he claims he nearly died a couple of years ago when his colon burst from drug use. Really serious. He went on to say that all his friends really supported him, and he was only given a 2% chance of being alive. He's very, very lucky. His book is out now. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Yesterday we talked about James Corden being accused of being a nightmare in a restaurant and getting banned. He has now apologised. Our question was, would you accept the apology? Let's have a look. Only 40% said yes. I think what's going on here is that we like second chances on the Naughty But Nice Show. But apparently this is his third or fourth chance. And there is nothing worse than being rude to waitstaff. I fell out with people that I thought I liked. We went for a drink, Mark, and they were rude to the waiter. And I was like, I finished my drink and was like, bye-bye.
Yeah, James, goodbye. You know, it's if you're going to treat their waiter like that, you're treating other people in your life in a nasty way too, I'm sure. And there's more to come about this story.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. Today it's Mindy Kaling. Oh. So Mindy Kaling says she fell in love with Anne Hathaway because of how she handled an uncomfortable Matt Lauer interview in 2012. Okay, so Mindy was telling the story of what happened to Anne when a paparazzi positioned his camera low so that he could take a photo up her skirt. Creepy. So on the next day, on the Today Show, Matt Lauer said to Anne in a chastising, someone has been naughty type of way. He said, Anne, I've seen a lot of you lately. And then he asked her what the lesson was learned from something like that, referring to the paparazzi ambushing her as if she was the one who had something to do with it. Creepy. So then Anne responded saying, it kind of made me sad on two accounts. One, that we live in an age when someone takes a picture of someone in a vulnerable moment, and rather than delete it and do the decent thing, they sell it. And she said, also, I'm sorry that we live in a culture that commodifies sexuality of unwilling participants.
Brilliant. Brilliant response.
Yeah.
Yes. I love this. Our nicest of the day. And our naughtiest there. Naughty, naughty, naughty. I mean, I love this because it's so shady. But Olivia Wilde has released her salad dressing recipe that apparently made Jason Sudeikis lose his mind. So the nanny said that Olivia prepared a salad dressing for Harry Styles, and this is what made Jacob Sudeikis lose his mind. Olivia has not responded about the dressing specifically. She has responded with Jason in a rare joint statement saying the nanny is making stuff up, but now she posted a salad dressing. It's so naughty and so delicious, and I don't know if I love it, if I hate it. It's just Mark. Oh, it's so shady.
I want to meet this nanny so bad.
I know, we have to meet this nanny.
She's
we
incredible.
Have to meet this nanny. When I said OK Magazine, we had a nanny of a superstar come in to tell all. Mm-hmm. And she sat down in the conference room and she was there about 4 hours. And
four
the
hours.
Stuff she was saying was outrageous. Do you want to take a guess whose nanny it was?
Mm-hmm. I want to guess Ben Affleck.
Britney Spears.
Okay,
let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Beyonce said the following, and I love it. I love everything Beyonce says. She doesn't say enough, though. She doesn't talk anymore, Mark. Have you noticed?
No.
Doesn't do
she
interviews.
Doesn't.
Nothing.
Yeah,
just
they,
stop talking.
They silenced her. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she did say this a while ago, I think, when she was still talking. She said, "Your self-worth is determined by you. You don't have to depend on someone else telling you who you are." So, I'm venturing out on a new little business project that I'll tell you about in a couple of weeks once I sign the deal. But it's a new me, and it's something that I've not done before. But I was letting everybody else tell me who I was. Why can't I do something new? So I now am determining my own self-worth and also determining what I can do myself. I'm not looking for anybody else to tell me who I am, what I can do, what I can't do. How are you about that, Mark?
I was just talking to my therapist yesterday about limiting beliefs of yourself, and you could be whatever you want to be as long as you believe it's true.
You can believe it.
Yes.
In my book, The Forward Answer, one of the chapters that I get the most notes about is when I talk about being good enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not great. I'm good enough. And let me tell you a little secret. I worked for a lot of superstars. Most of them are good enough. They're not great. And I'm talking about people who are megastars, some of which can't sing, yet they've sold millions of records. Some of which can't act, yet they've made a lot of movies.
Yep.
So you, my friends, are good enough. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.